Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, it's a hot Friday afternoon, end of July, July 31st, 2020. I'm Scoot. Really glad you're with us. It's going to be a warm weekend, but it looks like a good chance of rain. A front's going to move through here, so a better chance of rain Saturday and a little better chance of rain on Sunday. But, you know, that breaks the heat, so that is good news. I'm glad you're with us this afternoon. A lot going on. I'm going to talk to a friend of mine who is going to talk about local music, New Orleans music. And he's just well known in the area for knowing about local music. And I try to break things up a little bit. It is Free for All Friday. The blog that I wrote for today is, did Epstein's underage sex ring touch powerful men? Yeah, apparently it did. You can read that. It's on our website at WWL.com. And I will get that posted on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page later. Also, a blog that I wrote this week that we really didn't have much time to talk about was President Trump maybe being afraid to lose, laying the seeds of doubt with this ridiculous notion that mail-in balloting is going to lead to an embarrassing election. And I think it's really interesting that President Trump is so concerned about everybody's safety when it comes to voting, but doesn't really seem to care about safety when it comes to states opening up or schools opening up. Now, I'm not saying that schools can't open up, and I do believe that a lot of businesses can open up. Just right now, people are not social distancing or wearing masks, so that seems to be the problem. But there's zero evidence, even from Republican secretaries of state. President Trump continues to portray mail-in voting as inaccurate and fraudulent, and there's zero evidence to indicate that that is the case. Now, that's not going to change what you want to believe. If you choose to believe something because you want to believe it, at least recognize it. The U.S. economy went down a record 33% in this past quarter. And the polls right now, if the election were held today, according to the polls, President Trump would not win. Now, the polls were wrong in 2016. The polls may be wrong now, but I'm so surprised that President Trump continues to do things like support that wacky doctor that talks about how there are problems, sexual problems, uterine disorders and things like that, that result from having sex with a demon in your dreams. And this is like folklore that goes back 4,000 years. In fact, even South Park touched on this. Incubus and succubus. I mean, that it's a myth. And I just don't believe that you can have any problems as a result of having sex with a demon in your dreams. If anybody has any firsthand experience with this and you want to share it with me, you can certainly call our show. So, you know, the president continues to support this woman. And then I thought it was really interesting that he says, well, I don't, you know, I respect her, but I don't know anything about her. And that's not the only wacky thing she says. She talks about alien DNA being used in medicine today. So anyway, that was another blog that I wrote, which is on the Scoot page at WWL.com. You know, I'm not afraid to be honest about these things. I'm a registered independent, and I'm not going to be afraid to talk about the right or the left. And I think it's just so interesting how so many people accuse me of not criticizing the left when I do. And it was really interesting. The other day, I took a really strong position. In fact, I think it was Monday. I took a really strong position conservative position when it came to unemployment being given from the government. Man, I got bashed by liberals. So hell of a lot of liberals are listening to this show as well. All right, from Metairie, Tommy, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, how you doing, Scoop?
Good.
Yeah, I want to talk about this kneeling and the racism and everything. And a lot of people are looking at the wrong thing, you know. Because when you kneel, what are you doing when you kneel? You pray. These guys are praying for equal justice, so you know, in the world for them to be created equal, like God said, we're all created equal in the eyes of God. And if you hate someone, if you're a racism in you, you don't have God in you. You can tell me all you want about going to church and everything, but you have to walk the talk. And talk the walk.
Well, I agree. I mean, church, church doesn't make you a good person.
No, it doesn't. It's having a relationship with God. That's what makes you a better person. Because if you hate someone you don't even know, then you need to look in the mirror and ask yourself, why do I hate so much?
Yeah.
It's because I'm missing something in my life. And a lot of people need to understand that. You know, it's bad and it's terrible. Our president, our government is racism all through it. It's terrible. And we need to get this man out.
Yeah. Well, that's up to the voters to make that decision. That's not a decision that I can make.
Oh, yeah, I know. I understand that. I know that. And more people need to vote. And
well, I would agree that more people need to vote. But as you know, Republicans are not interested in more people voting, which is kind of scary to think that you win by hoping that less people vote. And that's the scare. That's the real fear with the mail-in ballots, that more people will vote and therefore more people will vote for Democrats. So I would think that maybe Republicans need to do a better job of broadening their base so they're not dependent upon a lower voter turnout in order to win an election.
Yeah, I know that. And, I just say that if people hate, there's hate all over and it's sad. Until we come again, one nation under God and not one nation under Trump and Putin. Because if you can't read between the lines of what's going on, then, I feel sorry for people. You could be the smartest man in the world, but and have ignorance and common sense.
Well, some people are not reading between the lines. Tommy, I appreciate your call. Some people are not reading between the lines because they don't like what's written there, so they just focus on the information that they need. Governor Edwards is responding to a federal class action lawsuit filed against him by several bar owners in the Acadiana region. There's this question, with what you know about the spread of coronavirus, do you think bars should be open? And I understand the argument that bars are closed, but I think it's really sad, like here in New Orleans, for example, that there were so many bars that were apparently doing the right thing. And they got punished because there were a lot of bars not doing the right thing. And it seems that it should come down to the individual businesses, but I guess it's too difficult for the city or the state to just police those that are doing the right thing. And so much of the communal spread, so many of the big numbers from COVID-19 are coming from bars. We're just, traced back to bars. All right, if you want to join us with a comment, the Mortgage Financial Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. It's 504-260-1870. Friday afternoon, heading into the weekend. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. That's Garrett Lewis and the Playboys. Mark, I don't know. That sounds like an a cappella version. So let's pick another song. Pick another version of that song. Look, this is another song from Garrett Lewis and the Playboys. And apparently, I just get a text that Garrett Lewis listens to this show. So, Gary, man, when I was young, I listened to your songs all the time. A very happy birthday. And if you want to call the show, I would love to wish you happy birthday on the air. But, yeah, I have great memories of these songs. Gary Lewis, Jerry Lewis's son, had a string of huge hits, and this was among them. And fellow baby boomers will certainly remember this. I'm Scoot. Really glad you're with us. And, Gary Lewis, I'm glad you're with us this afternoon as well. From New Orleans, Luke, welcome to the show. Hello, Luke. All right, let's go to Tony in Gretna. Tony, you're on WWL.
Yeah, how you doing? This is Tony in Gentilly.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead, Tony.
Yeah, I didn't know if you were coming to me. Now. Yeah, Scoot, I appreciate you taking the call. Look, first of all, I wanted to see if you guys are going to get our two congressmen on your show anytime in the next few weeks, which would be Steve Scalise or Congressman Cassidy. Because, I'm not one of the people that are affected by this, but I have many friends and relatives that are affected by what I'm getting ready to bring up to you. And I can't believe that these politicians wait to the 12th hour and sit on their hands when there's people out here that have lost their jobs, you know, because New Orleans is a tourism city, restaurants, bars, et cetera, and many other cities, too, and they're going to cut these people's unemployment. Luckily, the type of job I have I'm a, frontline worker. I've worked through the whole pandemic. But let me ask you a quick question. Why do these politicians claim they work for the people? And they don't work for the people. They work for big interests and corporations that donate to their campaign funds. They don't give a damn about the people. And another thing is, if they did give a damn about the people, you know what they would do? They would let all these businesses out there open up. Because I'll give you a prime example, Scoop. How can you just pinpoint the bar rooms and tell people in bar rooms in different cities, you have to close down because you're contributing to the rise in cases, but you can have Disney World open up. People are piled on top of each other over there. Universal Studios is opened up. Walmart, Costco, Sam's Club. So you can pile 1,000 people in a Sam's Club, but you can't let private business owners that are small businesses that run a ballroom open up. That's a problem. Don't you agree?
I do agree with you. It's a big problem, and it's very confusing, and there should be more of a national plan coordinated, but we're not going to get that because this whole thing has not been taken as seriously as it could have been. I would love to get the congressman on the air, and we do occasionally. If they're going to be available the next week or so, I'll ask them these questions. But the answer is they do those things because they can. They're going to tell you that they care about you, but they really don't. I mean,
no,
there's too much evidence that they don't. No, they don't. They'll tell you they do, but they really the evidence is not there that they care.
Exactly.
And
you
they
know
do
what?
Wait till the last minute.
I think, Scoot, not to cut you off, I think anytime something like this happens in the world, there needs to be a law or some kind of ordinance on the books locally and nationally that says if people's unemployment benefits get affected by some kind of world pandemic, well, guess what? If their benefits get put on hold and they can't survive and pay the bills and put a roof over their head, the politicians' salaries get frozen too. I bet you wouldn't be waiting to the 12th hour to vote on people's benefits.
Well, you're right, because they're playing politics at the expense of the American people. Every day, every single day. And there's bills that should pass that don't even come up because it's not politically advantageous for a politician to bring it up because it's either Republican or Democrat. And they don't want to do, they will not do, both sides will not do what's in the best interest of the American people if it helps the other side. And that is what is so pathetically wrong with our system. All right, Tony, I appreciate the call. From Gretna, Jimmy, you're on WWL.
Hey, how's it going, Scoot? Yeah, man, that last caller made a lot of sense. It seems like the small businesses, especially the bars and the restaurants, the family-owned restaurants, are, I can't believe it, Scoot. Like, K-Paul's closed, Morton's closed. If what he's saying, if you want to connect the dots, maybe the politicians are getting kickbacks or some kind of financial incentive from the corporations to clear out these family-owned outfits to bring in the prefab corporate, you know, the Dave and Buster's and all that. I don't know. I'm just throwing that out there. But the reason
I don't know that. But I mean, but honestly, Jimmy, I mean, I don't think anybody should rule anything out, because that's how shady it all seems to citizens.
Yeah. Well, look, a reason I really called, since it's Free For All Friday, was, you know, you played the Blue Oyster Cult interview there. And I remember seeing them at Gretna Fest about 8 years ago. I was curious if you were at that event when they played, and also, have you heard anything about Gretna Fest? Everything else has been canceled, but you know, Gretna Fest is typically in September, and I have not heard
one way or another
if they're going to have Gretna Fest this year.
I was not there for Blue Oyster Cult, but I've been to Gretna Fest many times, and I haven't heard anything official. I'm sure we're going to hear something soon, because, yeah, that date is rapidly approaching, and I know they're going to wait until the last minute to make an announcement, especially if the news is bad. But I have no inside information about Gretna Fest. But, yeah, it comes up late September, early October, I think. And it's a great event. Jimmy, I appreciate the call. Gretna Fest is a great event. And I've enjoyed every time that I've gone. But I guess we can try to be positive about it. But I don't think that we should, really plan on it happening at this point. I'm sorry. Who's in Houma? Floyd in Houma. You're on WWL. Hey, Floyd.
Hi, Scoot. Thanks for taking my call. I'm gonna try and make it fast and brief. Talk about the way people brought to court today. We got a judge in St. John Parish. He was suspended from the bench, and he's been drawing a salary over $250,000. His court date has been postponed 5 times. He's up for court in September, and he just qualified to run for his seat again. Now, that's pitiful. You talk about justice for all? No, justice for judges.
Well, if that's the case, that is it is sad. I don't think that there's any reason to believe that there are not politicians that take care of each other. And I would hope that the citizens who are going to the polls, I hope that they would assess the information that is available and do the right thing.
Absolutely, Stuart. And also that former state senator from New Orleans, Bishop. I mean, he took tens of thousands of dollars to repair housing, and he got caught. And on top of that, he was a state senator and also a teacher at SUNO, and he was collecting a salary for both. And this federal judge did
it. Oh, yeah.
Well, he paid his salary and didn't do him anything. But one more quick thing, Scoot. I was watching 60 Minutes Sunday night, and you talked about voting a while ago. I don't know who this guy is, because I wouldn't pay any attention to it, but he brought up the fact that he made copies of absentee voting. He made 100 of them, and I'm not sure what city he was in, he was talking about, and he went to different parts of the city and mailed all of them to a post office box that he had. And he waited the first 6 days, nothing came. And he waited, I don't know, another 3 or 4 days, and nothing came. And finally, he went to the window and inquired about his mail, why it wasn't put in. So the lady brought him like one of those pans, and they had, I think it was 80-something ballots in it. So he took them, and he had to go back 2 more times, and yet out of the 100 he mailed, he never did get 3 of them back. So you know what, Scoot? I'm 88 years old, and I'm concerned about my vote. Irregardless of who wins or who I vote for, I'm an independent. But I'm really concerned for my vote this year. And I hadn't missed an election since the early 60s. So
you think the
I'm
election
concerned.
Should be delayed?
I don't know. I don't think that'll do any good. You got so many people with crooked minds and have an avenue. They're going to do this, and they're going to do that, and they're going to do this. I don't know how it's going to turn out. I really don't.
Well,
And I'm concerned about it. My wife is too.
I respect what you bring up about being concerned about your vote, but I mean, did all of those votes count? I mean, there certainly have been attempts to vote fraudulently, and there was a Republican that got caught, I believe, in North Carolina, and that election was overturned and had to be done again, so they stopped it. But there's no widespread evidence that would change the outcome of an election about voter fraud. And of course, you know, sometimes voter fraud is just done because humans make mistakes. I mean, sometimes people make mistakes, but I've lived in three states where there's been mail-in ballots, and there really has never been a question about the legitimacy of mail-in ballots.
But you see, why the Democrats since day one says the Russians was involved and had anything to do with this past election? That I don't understand either. How can the Russians, and I'd like for him to prove to me that the Russians affected one single vote in the United States. I don't see how.
Well, you know, we don't know, but here's what we do know. We do know for a fact that the Russians used social media, setting up Facebook pages and setting up websites that appeared to be from conservative Republicans. And they use those websites to push out fake news that would make Hillary look bad. Did that have an outcome on the election? I don't know, but we know that they did that. I mean, there's evidence in U.S. intelligence that those things happen. And that was the story about Pizzagate, about, you know, trying to make Clinton and Podesta look bad because they were running a sex operation ring out of a pizza parlor in the suburb of D.C. And that, of course, was not true. But that was the kind of information that would come from the Russians through these social media sites and spread around. So we just have to be smart enough as voters to know that there's going to be some fake information out there. And we just have to, like, go, wait, maybe this is, like, too unbelievable to be true, instead of spreading it around as if it is the truth.
Yeah. Okay. One more question. What you brought up about Clinton? You remember Senator Bob Menendez of Pennsylvania? Mistrial for doing the same thing that Clinton did with the guy that killed himself.
Honestly,
well, he had a mistrial 4 years ago, and they still hadn't brought him back to trial. Thank you, Scoot. Have a good weekend.
Well, I'm okay. All right, Floyd, I'm not that familiar with that particular case, but I appreciate the call. Okay, so last night I had a blast with 80s Night. And, you know, I do a little research about the songs. Sometimes I know about the songs that I choose, and sometimes I'm not that familiar with them. So I do a little research because part of my 80s Night for my apartment on Thursday night is talking about the songs that I use. Part of that is entertainment cover for while I'm doing a costume change. And by the way, the first song that I did was Like a Prayer from 1989 by Madonna, a song that included the seduction of a black saint. Catholic churches were very upset. The Vatican condemned it. It dealt with interracial stuff and a black saint, and it was very, very controversial. In fact, Pepsi had signed a contract with Madonna, I think it was about 2 months before the video for Like a Prayer came out, and Pepsi ended up canceling the contract with Madonna over all of this. It was a $5 million contract. But anyway, that was very controversial. That was the first song that I did last night. I hope I am forgiven for what I wore. Now, this is every Thursday night at 9 o'clock. It's live on my Instagram, Scoot on the Air. And it should still be there on Instagram TV, IGTV, so you can still find that. Maybe you can find it under stories on my Instagram account as well. The second song that I did was a song by Tommy Two Tone. And the song is just one of those songs that you keep repeating to yourself after you hear it. Jenny, 867-5209. I'm sorry, 867-5309. And that was from 1982. And there was a high school in Kentucky that had that phone number with an area code, but they had that phone number, and they received 5,000 calls a week after that song became a huge hit. And in 2004, in New York, somebody had the area code 212-867-5309, and they tried to sell it on eBay, and the bidding had gone up to $80,000, but eBay canceled it because, you know, you don't really own your phone number, so it's not something that could be sold. The Goo Goo Dolls, Motley Crue, Everclear, Green Day, Keith Urban, and Linkin Park have all done covers of Jenny 8675309. So that was the other song that I danced to last night. And it's the story of a guy who gets Jenny's phone number off a bathroom wall. And I haven't seen this a lot recently, or maybe I'm just not going to the same kind of places, but you know, I used to see girls' names and stuff on bathroom walls all the time. And if you think about it, why would anybody want to call somebody whose name is on a bathroom wall? I don't know. It just doesn't seem like that makes very much sense. Anyway, here was the second song that I danced to last night. Anyway, I have fun doing 80s Night. It's kind of stupid. It's kind of ridiculous. And it was all designed to break the tension of the pandemic and all of the racial tension that has gone on in America. And I think in a lot of cases, I do succeed in kind of breaking that tension. Because again, what I do is kind of stupid. But anyway, hang on, because when this pandemic eases, I'm going to find a way, either with a TV show or something, I'm going to find a way to bring back an 80s night where we can kind of be in person. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWL. It's amazing how songs remind you of the past. This is Gary Lewis and the Playboys, and this is another one of their hits. He was the son of Jerry Lewis, and apparently he's having a birthday today, and he's either 70 or 73. I'm not sure, but I've got some texts indicating that he listens to the show. And he's not in a position to call and talk to us, but Gary, thank you for the hits. Take care of yourself, and I'm glad you're listening. This song reminds me of a family vacation to Lake Texoma, on the border between Texas and Oklahoma, and it was a family vacation, and this song was on the radio and will always remind me of that. Here's a text that says, I remember my parents being in a tizzy that this band from England, the Sex Pistols, was going to end civilization. It's funny for me to now go back and listen to their music, which I like because it's pretty harmless by today's standards. It, you know, it's always interesting to go back and see the things that were controversial and realize that in the context of the world today, they're not so controversial, but you can't really judge it based on the world today. For example, the Beatles, their hair was absolutely outrageous. But you look at pictures of the early Beatles and you go, well, that's nothing. I mean, bankers and CEOs have haircuts like that. But it's not fair to judge that based on today's standards because at the time, that was totally crazy. Here's a text that says, People still believe in Pizzagate? Crazy. And then another text says, Pizzagate is real. I'd love that person to call the show and talk to me about how Pizzagate is real, because that's just one of the most ridiculous stories I've ever heard. On the road on his cell phone, Larry, you're on WWL. Good afternoon. Oh, I'm sorry. Let's go to Gilbert in Westwego. Gilbert, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I heard you say before that Republicans were afraid of the mail-in vote. It's not the absentee mail-in vote. It's the new mail-in vote. It's going to be anybody can mail in a vote. That's going to be hard to get control of, and I'm afraid a lot of people that's not supposed to be voting is going to be voting, and who's going to be counting those votes?
So you got It's done successfully in some states. Yeah. Well, I know that Republicans are also afraid of more people voting, which is a shame. But I've lived in three states where there's been mail-in voting, and it works fine.
I figure this: the more people that vote, is going to make Trump have more votes. But the mail-in thing—that's what—that's what's the problem. How are you going to know?
Well,
is legitimate to vote. You gotta be a citizen. You gotta have a ID card. There's a lot of things. Voting is not a right. You know,
I don't remember.
It's a privilege to vote.
No, it's a right. Voting is a right.
And a privilege too.
Well, it's a privilege, but it's also a right. I don't remember the specifics, but again, okay. Then Gilbert, look, I understand that. I'm not going to get into an argument, but I just want to ask you, why is it that there are so many Republican secretaries of state that have denounced the concern over mail-in ballots and voter fraud? Why is that?
The thing, look, the mail-in vote, that's for absentee votes. You have to be certified. That's going to be certified. What they want to do now, because they say Corona, is because they want everybody to vote by mail. How are they going to regulate that, Scoot? Just think about it. Anybody could put anything on there. You can have fraud at the end, the first part, and then who's going to count the votes?
All right, who's
going to be that counter?
Gilbert.
Who's going to be watching the counters?
All right, I got to go. I appreciate your call. But let me just leave you with this fact. They do it in other states. I'm not in charge of elections. I'm not a Secretary of State. I don't remember the specifics, but I do remember that I lived in three states and voted mail-in ballot, and there was not a concern about overwhelming fraudulent votes coming in. I mean, there are fraudulent votes here and there, of course. But again, I know it might seem to you like it's impossible, but it's successfully done. And they successfully count the votes. When I lived in Washington State, in Seattle, Portland, Oregon, Denver, Colorado, I'd get this ballot in the mail and I would fill it out and send it in. And I forget what the, I'll have to go back and look. I don't remember. It's been a while. I don't remember what the specifics were, but it is done successfully. I don't, you know, it's Friday, so I don't want to get into that any further. So the NBA opened the season last night. Pelicans played a good game. I mean, last 6 seconds, they lost 106-104 to the Utah Jazz. Went for the winning three-pointer to win the game. And, I mean, it went in the rim and bounced back and forth and then bounced out. So it was a good shot. Before the game, every one of the players of the Pelicans and the Jazz knelt during the national anthem. And NBA Commissioner Adam Silver said that the league was not going to enforce the rule because the NBA has a rule. The NFL doesn't have a rule, but the NBA has a rule that you have to stand. All players have to stand for the national anthem. That goes back to the early 80s. They said that they would respect the team's unified act of peaceful protest for social justice, and they were not going to enforce the longstanding rule of requiring players to stand during the national anthem. Also, J.J. Redick of the Pelicans, who is white and among the players who was kneeling, was asked to respond to President Trump's comment that the game is over for any player that kneels. He said, first of all, I don't think anybody in the NBA cares whether President Trump is watching or not. And also, I just find it really interesting that these documents have been released. And one of the names on the list of Jeffrey Epstein's friends was Bill Clinton. And there are others. So it's going to be interesting to see if those names all come out now. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. It's Friday, and I hope you can do something tonight, this weekend, to make it feel like the weekend. Chance of rain over the weekend, but hopefully it will not be a washout. Should NBA players be punished for kneeling during the national anthem? That is our WWL opinion poll. 65% say yes, and 35% say no. David Duke has now been permanently banned from Twitter. Oh, I wonder why. And here's a text warning me. You're going to see how real Pizzagate is soon. Ooh. I can't wait. Go ahead and adjust your tinfoil hat, okay? Join me on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Scoot on the air. I want to thank our program director, Diane Newman, show producer, Tom Manassas, and our studio producer this week, Mark Bernard. Thank you for being part of our show. Sports Talk is next. I'm Scoot. Love you, New Orleans.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.